Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. They're packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfou, South Dakota. Visit them, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Well, Kim, I have a deer hunting story because it's in the middle of deer season for a lot of our listening area. What do you have today?
I have got a poem by J.R. Trumbull called Country Roads.
Oh, okay. That ought to be good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You want to start with your story?
Yeah, I don't know where this came from, and I'm not sure who wrote it or who it refers to. And maybe being anonymous in this is probably better known. One evening, my buddy was walking out of the woods after an evening deer hunt. He had his tree stand hanging on his shoulders with backpack straps. He had quite a long way back to the truck, and it was pretty dark. He said all of a sudden, he heard something behind him. Every time he would take a step forward, whatever was behind him would take a step because he could hear the leaves rustling. Well, he was getting kind of nervous because the faster he walked, the louder it got, and he just couldn't seem to get away from it. Every time he stopped, it stopped. He started yelling, "Get out of here! I have a gun and I'm not afraid to use it." Nothing would make whatever was following him go away. Finally, he couldn't take it anymore and started running full steam ahead. He no more than got a couple of steps forward when he was yanked to a stop and his feet flew straight up in the air and he landed flat on his back. He said he just knew he was toast and Bigfoot, or whatever was following him, was surely going to tear him into pieces. He lay there waiting for the end to come, but nothing. He tried to get up and couldn't move, wondering what the heck was going on and why whatever just slammed him to the ground wasn't finishing him off. Still, flat on his back, he pulled his flashlight out of its holster in his pack and shined it behind him. There, he saw his bow pull-up rope with a dog clip on the end of it, hung up in an old deadfall, and was stretched so tight that he couldn't get up. Evidently, his bow rope had unwound from around his tree stand while he was walking back to the truck, and the dog clip on the end of it was dragging in the leaves about 20 feet behind him. I get a kick out of that story every time I think about it, and everyone in deer camp had tears in their eyes the first time they heard it as well. That's a little deer hunting story here for you during the midst of deer season in our five-state area.
Maybe a little too close to home for a few people, but I hope that you can laugh at it. Okay, as I said, I have a poem. It's called Country Roads. J.R. Trumbull wrote this, and I do believe Sue Arkenbright dropped it off for us. And so here we go, Country Roads. On country roads I wander as I head out there yonder to where memories are made, lest life cleave asunder. Let us stop and ponder as shades of life fade. From blacktop paved to gravel, over the hills I travel to meet with friends again. Don't let old memories ravel, though the stories some do baffle, and never, ever forget your friends. Through country dust I ramble, sandhills views I sample. While I roam along the trail, what will the next hill bring, I wonder. Another memory still fonder, never-ending surprises without fail. So take a slow trip out there just to travel somewhere where simplicity still exists. Don't plan a schedule tight, for then you will lose sight of the past seen only in the mist. Who lived there in those trees? Did they feel the morning breeze as they strived to survive? Why did they leave this splendor? Was it a grasping banker? Were they glad just to leave alive? We may never know the reason. Did they stay but just a season? Questions that do prick the mind over country roads I travel. But they paved sand or gravel. One never knows what they might find.
Yeah, and that could go, it's written kind of about the sand hills here.
Yeah.
But it could go about anywhere in rural parts of our area.
That's right, that's right. And about any time frame.
Yep. Well, just one thing to remember. This is the law of coffee. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, but I probably should know it so I can follow it.
Yes, the law of coffee. As soon as you sit down to a hot cup of coffee, your boss or someone else will ask you to do something which will take just long enough until the coffee is cold.
Yes, I have to agree with that.
That's why God invented microwaves, right?
Yep, indeed.
If you have items to share on The Good Stuff, please send them to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we might get them on The Good Stuff.